I know we've been sitting for a while, so if it'd be helpful to stand or stretch, you're welcome to, just to get some of the kinks out. That would be good, right? Sometimes before I meditate, I just rotate my feet a little bit, and even, right, it's just these little yoga, right, moves can be helpful just in offering a little more energy to the body. Because when the body is very uncomfortable, it's hard to meditate, right? The mind is also uncomfortable. So I invite you to notice what helps you feel most comfortable, but also with a sense of wakefulness, right? A sense of energy. And the traditional yogic postures for meditation were all developed so that the body could support the mind in this exploratory process, right? So typically it involves, you know, an elongated spine, right? Just a sense, and I know many of you are sitting back, which is totally fine, but even if you're sitting back against the chair, just to envision a little more spaciousness in the back of the body, which can also be supported just by tilting the chin slightly downward so that you feel that opening in the back of the neck. And to allow the shoulders to soften. And if it's helpful, you can just bring them slightly back, just in a very, very gentle way. Again, just to feel that sense of opening, that spaciousness that goes from the crown of the head all the way down to the tips of the toes. And your hands can either be gently resting on your thighs, or you can cup them with your right hand resting in the left, and the thumbs gently touching. That's a more traditional mudra or hand position. Just notice what helps you today to feel a sense of deepening relaxation, increased wakefulness. And your eyes can be gently closed, just to allow all of the muscles in the face to relax. So often, we bring a great deal of vigilance to how we look, what we're seeing. And so it can be helpful just to bring some mindfulness to the face, to really feel that it's beginning to decompress, soften. Maybe even feeling that softness in the bridge of the nose, in the jaw. Into the throat and the root of the tongue. And then just allowing that sense of softness to begin to permeate the entire body. Almost as if every cell in the body begins to settle. All the muscles begin to soften and decompress. And if at any point you begin to notice that you're feeling a little sleepy, you're always welcome to open the eyes just ever so much so that you feel more awake. You have more light coming in. If you're choosing to keep your eyes open, which is completely fine, see if you can find a spot on the floor, maybe four to six feet in front of you, so that your gaze can remain soft. With no pressure to take anything in or to prepare yourself for what you're seeing. And as you're entering into this time of contemplation, I'll recite the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer, which you're welcome to repeat mentally, or if you want to change the words in any way that helps you evoke a sense of being supported by your spiritual mentors, please feel free to do so. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings. Now I'll recite the prayer of the Four Immeasurables. May all beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all never part from the happiness of no suffering. May all remain in equanimity, free from partiality, attachment, and aversion toward those near and far, and for the benefit of all. And as we're practicing together today, we're going to begin a process called giving and taking. In Tibetan, it's called Tanglen. In which we practice what it feels like to open that healing space in the mind and the heart for the suffering that we have known, the suffering of countless other beings, and to begin to diminish our fear about contacting that suffering as we offer to ourselves and countless other beings whatever would be most healing, whatever is needed for well-being, for safety, for happiness. And so as a way of beginning this practice, I invite you first to notice your heart center. Perhaps just visualizing that space that you imagine to be your heart, where you see a beautiful and strong flame, a candle, a sense of something burning brightly, but that emits healing and strength, deepest compassion. And just take a few moments to feel the presence of that healing flame in your heart center. That also illuminates truth, clarifies reality. And simply enables you to see things with deepest openness and clarity. And as we begin this process of giving and taking, I invite you first to call to mind a personal experience of suffering. See if you can just see it in your mind's eye. Something that you have lived through. Doesn't have to be the most extreme suffering, but something that you have known to be difficult and challenging. Perhaps also noting the feeling, or there might be more than one feeling that you experienced in response. And if it's possible, even to note the suffering with one word, or a short phrase. Just as a way of helping your mind clearly see this experience. And after the next exhalation, on the inhalation, I invite you to see both what you have named the experience and the feelings in response as a form of smoke that you safely inhale deep into your heart center. That's easily burned away by this healing flame. And on the exhalation, to offer yourself what is most needed in order to feel well. And for these next few cycles of inhalation and exhalation, to take in your suffering on the inhalation deep into the heart center. And then to exhale to yourself whatever would specifically help you. Whether or not it feels realistic or accessible, I just just allow your mind and your heart to open to what you feel would help you ease into more well-being. And if there's a part that tells you what you're needing is not available, to ask that part if it's willing to settle. Just to imagine what it would feel like to receive what is most needed. As you inhale the suffering and you exhale the healing. As you're continuing this process of opening to your own suffering and offering what would be healing, I invite you to call to mind one or two people whom you know to have experienced something similar. These could be people that you love and care for. Or they could be people that you don't know well. And just visualize them sitting with you in meditation. And then at your own pace, I invite you to breathe in for all of you this experience of suffering that you take deep into your heart center, where it's easily burned by this healing flame. And you exhale to all of you whatever would be most helpful in healing. Noticing what it feels like to open to this collective experience and to feel the generosity of offering to all of you what's needed. And then if it feels possible, to expand this group of people sitting with you to include yet more people you care for, more people you have not met but can imagine, and also perhaps one or two people with whom you've had some difficulty or conflict, but who have also known a similar form of suffering. Just allow the mind to get as expansive as it can be in this moment. As you visualize this growing circle of people, all who have experienced a very similar form of suffering. As you breathe in for all of you, the truth of that suffering. And you breathe out for all of you healing and well-being in specific forms. Really feel how healing your mind and heart is. Both as it receives the suffering and as it generously offers what's needed. And continuing to feel that healing flame deep in your heart center that so easily receives the suffering and provides the warmth and the clarity for what's needed. And at your own pace, even with the feelings that have arisen in your heart, you can very gently begin to let the entire visualization dissolve. Almost as if it were a snowflake landing in the ocean. And just in these last few moments to rest in each inhalation, each exhalation. And as a way of sealing in your own healing process, I invite you to dedicate this time of practice to all beings, that we may all experience a deep and abiding well-being, that we may all feel and be loved, that we may all feel and be safe, that we may live with a sense of ease, and that we may be peaceful and content. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.